John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now, this man will be doing shows tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at Helium Comedy Club. There's one tonight at 8, 2 tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. The early show Saturday is already sold out, but there is tickets for the 10 o'clock show. Even one on Sunday at 7:30. Get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. The man who seems to bring more snow into the forecast than Santa Claus. Ladies and gentlemen,
is that right?
Oh, yeah. Mark Norman is here. Good morning, sir.
Hey, it's mostly dandruff.
I think the first time you were on with us, the show got canceled because
we had
22 inches of snow.
That's right.
Right? You know, and now there's snow in the forecast for tomorrow morning, but nothing to really worry about.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That's nothing.
God, I hate God. I was here for that crazy snowstorm. Everything got canceled. Everything got shut down. I'm standing here. I'm walking around Rittenhouse Square like Will Smith in, what's that one?
Miami. Wild West.
No, the end
Fresh
of the world.
Prince. Oh, God, yeah. What was that? It's him and his dog, right?
Yeah.
Times Square.
I am legend.
Yes, except I wasn't black, buff, or rich. And I didn't have a dog. But I went on Tinder, and boy,
I remember this. That's right.
My God.
You've got a theory that the easiest women in America, and you're a man who's on the road a lot.
Yes.
That the easiest women in America are in Philadelphia.
Oh, these girls are whores. Yeah. I love it. I mean, well, you got the women here, they're tough as nails. They want to get some too, and they're smart. I don't know. I think it's something about the Philly lady who just kind of goes after what she wants too.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleaned up. I'd say Florida's got some skanks. But something about Philly.
Robert Kraft let us know that last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I always say, why not just get Tom Brady to kiss you for free?
For what he pays him.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, I never realized you were from New Orleans.
Born and raised.
Right? But you sound like New Orleans. We were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. New Orleans folks tend to have this accent that sounds like they're almost from Brooklyn. You ever listen to Harry Connick talk?
Yes.
He sounds like he's from Brooklyn. Right?
Definitely.
But you don't have that at all.
No, a southern accent wouldn't work for this face and this attitude and all that. So I got rid of it early, and I was a bedwetter. And also, when I was a kid, I told my mom, this is how checked out my parents are. I told my mom, hey, I like comedy. So she goes, oh, you like comedy? And she gave me a stack of Marx Brothers VHSs.
Right.
And I remember watching them all and loving it. And I think I took a little from that.
All right. Well, you know, it's nice that you had parental, you know, reinforcement for your career.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, what about SNL? They're like, what's that? They were stuck in the past. Yeah, they still believe in segregation.
No.
But they're way behind. They don't have internet or anything. They use dial-up.
Now, did you go to college?
I did. I went to University of New Orleans. Failed out.
Uh-huh.
Got kicked out of my fraternity for drinking too much, which is hard to do. And then I went to Baton Rouge Community College, got my grades back up, and then finished at Louisiana State University.
Wow.
Go Tigers.
Yeah. Okay. And from what I understand, though, you won't be Tindering while you're here because there's a girl in your life?
No, I fell in love with a prostitute.
Okay.
I met a nice lady, and things are going all right.
Yeah,
I'm down to one labia. Majora, not menorah. I don't like the Jews. No. Got a nice gal there.
Where'd you meet her?
I met her at a show in New York, actually. Nice. Yeah.
Oh, well, not a Tinder girl.
Well, no.
I just saw a human in person.
Yeah, I don't know how any man gets laid without holding a microphone. I've gone my whole life. I mean, I've like picked up stragglers at bars and whatnot, and Tinder and Bumble and all that helps. But like, what does a guy do? What do you got to pick up? You got to play a guitar. You got to be an athlete. I mean, the old move of just going, "Hey, ma'am, come around here often. Can I buy you a drink?" Like, I tried that for 10 years, and I never got anything. So I don't know how guys do it. But now Tinder is here and all that. But like, without comedy, I would never get any vagina.
So maybe this is where I went wrong, because I don't hold the microphone.
Right?
It just kind of hangs in front of me.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so, okay. Right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all about holding
but
the microphone.
This is still something. You're the head of a radio show. That's mm-hmm. something. I mm-hmm. mean, radio's a little out. But, you know, you're the, other than that, you know,
and
I'm
that
sure
was
the,
Mark Norman.
I mean, in the 80s, I'm sure you cleaned up. Right? You got a whole mustache ride situation.
Offer as I would, and wasn't not allowed to take up on that.
Really, you're tall. Tall is good.
Good. To left out fat.
Oh, you look great. Are you from here?
No, I'm originally from New York, but I've lived here longer than I ever lived there. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm a Philadelphian.
Yeah, you feel Philly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why'd you get out
of New York?
Yeah,
there was a job here, and I didn't have one in New York.
There you go, classic. Because see, now you could live in New York and do the whole Skype in and all that. Everything's changed now.
Yeah, but then I would miss the company of these two lovely gentlemen.
That's right.
Yeah, these guys, real talkers.
Yeah,
haven't heard from you yet, fellas.
I told you I am legend, and I figured I was done
okay.
for the day.
Oh, all right. You got I am legend.
That's a good point.
And you got all of Dave's conversation before we got on the air.
Yeah, we got it in.
No, yeah, yeah. That he lived in a house where the devil lived in the TV.
Yeah.
TV. That's right. Wow. So wild. I grew up on TV. That was my whole childhood. TV and movies.
I'm going backwards. Started with no TV, and now I'm in radio, which is apparently out.
Well, it's weird now because my gal is like 7 years my junior.
Nice.
So she's 14.
Oh, and not nice.
Joking. It's a comedy show. They'll screw you for anything now. They want to get you. God, I hate these people. But She gets no references. I'll be like, hey, you seen Back to the Future? What's that?
Yeah.
How about Ferris Bueller? Who? I mean, I can't get any jokes out because she doesn't know what anything is. It's brutal. It's killing me.
Yeah, it's like our interns.
Right.
About college kids.
Oh, yeah.
I hate it.
You know it's coming.
Oh, this twerp in here.
Yeah.
What's he, 11?
Yeah. Last week, he confused two bands, right? He was talking to people on the phones, and he confused two bands. Right, one was what was it? Are you a Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Right, and then the other one was Rice Cake.
Rice Cake.
Yeah,
that's a band.
White Snake is what.
Oh man! Wow! That is quite a leap. Rice Cake.
And Are You a Speedwagon?
Oh, I didn't even catch that one.
Right, yeah.
Are You a Speedwagon?
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a gay thing. Hey, you a Speedwagon?
No matter what I say to this man, it comes back to sex in some way, shape, or form.
Sex off an app.
Yeah.
Check out Grindr for that one.
My thing is, like, I'm 35,
right,
and I grew up in 1983,
right.
And I'm aware of the Beatles. I'm aware of, old movies and Cool Hand Luke and stuff from the 60s and this and that and the 50s. So I went back. Why can't they go back a little and learn?
Yeah, well, because there's so much going on online.
I guess that's right.
That's it.
Now they know about Tyga and and Cardi B and all this other stuff that I don't care about. But
and that's aging.
I guess you're right. Kylie Jenner. Whoa. They're worthless. These people are talentless.
Careful, she's in town.
Who?
Is she?
I don't know.
She's always she's dating Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
Yeah, one of the Kardashians.
One of the basketball
Kendall.
Players here.
Oh, Kendall.
Yeah. Why do I know that? Jesus Christ.
18 of them.
Well, Mark Norman is appearing tonight for one show, two tomorrow, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And you get tickets for him at heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is good to see you again, sir.
You too.
All right.
That was fun.
And we'll do our best to keep the snow out of your way.
God love you. And I'll get some Head and Shoulders.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.